This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salam ala rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. We begin in the name of Allah. All praise and glory be to Allah, and may His finest peace and blessings be upon His Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and his family and his companions and all those who tread his path. Muwarraq al-Ajali rahimahullah, it is reported about him that he said, Ma ra'aytu lil-mu'mini fi dunya mathalan illa kamathali rajulin ala khashabatin fil bahri yaqulu ya rabb ya rabb la'alla Allah an yunajjih. He says, I could not find any better example for the believer in this world than the example of a man hugging or holding onto a log, a piece of wood, in the middle of the ocean, saying, Ya Rabb, Ya Rabb, O God, O God, out of hopes that Allah will save him. And with that, he is obviously expressing that the believer understands he is utterly vulnerable. In the worldly sense, he is vulnerable to every danger, right? And in the religious sense, he knows if Allah takes him in, shaitan can't touch him. But if Allah leaves him, shaitan will be able to devour him. He just tossed in the middle there, right? That is the idea. So the believer, the true believer, understands this, and it becomes his greatest resource. And that is why the greatest of all believers, our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, this was such an evident quality in his personality, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And we said yesterday that we would just spend today's reminder just visiting quickly the many, many different types of prayers that hover around this one theme of iftiqar, showing Allah our poverty, confessing to Allah how fragile we are, clinging to Allah to stabilize us from going astray. I mean, first there are the supplications, the dua of the Quran, and there should be no doubt in our mind that he was using them, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. For instance, رَبَّنَا لَا تُزِغْ قُلُوبَنَا بَعْدَ إِذْ هَدَيْتَنَا وَهَبْ لَنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ رَحْمَةً إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْوَهَابِ. Our Lord, Surah Ali Imran, Our Lord, do not cause our hearts to swerve, to leave the path, after you have guided us, and grant us from you a special mercy. You are al-Wahhab, you are the bestower, you are the gift giver. If you give it, no one can withhold it. It is that simple and that easy for you to protect us from our hearts swerving. And without you, our hearts will swerve. Or the other dua, رَبَّنَا أَفْرِغْ عَلَيْنَا صَبْرًا وَتَوَفَّنَا مُسْلِمِينَ. O Allah, pour upon us sabr. You know, this patience or perseverance, endurance, resilience, just the ability to withstand, sabr. And allow us to die Muslim, meaning don't let us go astray outside of the fold. And even the dua of Yusuf alayhi salam, tawaffani musliman wa alhiqni bis salihin. The prophets knew this, that I need you, I still need you to die as a Muslim, and allow me to catch up with, to be reunited with the righteous. These are from the Quran, three of many. Then there are the du'as of the sunnah. I already mentioned to you one yesterday. A'udhu bika min al-hawri ba'd al-kawr. O Allah, protect me. I seek refuge with you from unwrapping, after you have set me. You've put me in the proper way. And Salama and Anas both narrate, radiallahu an al-jami', that the most common du'a the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam used to make, this is in Sahih Muslim and elsewhere, they say the most common supplication he used to make was, Ya muqallib al-qulub thabbit qalbi ala deenik. O you who turns the hearts, anchor my heart on your deen. Keep my heart firm on your deen. And they said, we even asked him, why this dua of all the duas? Why this one in particular? He said, because the hearts are between the two fingers of the Most Merciful, the two fingers of Ar-Rahman. يُقَلِّبُهَا كَيْفَ شَاءَ. He flips them however he wishes. Not randomly, but completely his to do. فَأَيُّمَا قَلْبٍ أَرَادَ أَن يُقِيمَهُ أَقَامَ. So any heart he wishes to make upright, he makes it upright. It's that simple. وَأَيُّمَا قَلْبٍ أَرَادَ أَن يُزِيغَهُ أَزَاغَ. And any heart he wishes to swerve, he swerves it. سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى. Then, how much is that so far? It's 3, 4, 5. Look at how many just in this one theme. Take a sixth one. He used to say, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, يَا وَلِيَّ الْإِسْلَامِ وَأَهْلِهِ مَسِّكْنِ الْإِسْلَامَ حَتَّى أَلْقَاكَ عَلَيْهِ. O guardian of Islam and its people, allow me to hold on to Islam until I meet you with it. You're the guardian of Islam and the people of Islam. We can't guard ourselves. We can't guard our own faith. Right? And take a seventh. He said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the hadith of Ibn Abbas, Allahumma inni a'udhu bi'azamatika, لا إله إلا أنت أن تضلني. أنت الحي القيوم الذي لا يموت والجن والإنس يموتون. He says, O Allah, I seek refuge in your greatness. None is worthy of worship but you, from you sending me astray. You are the ever-living that never dies, and us jinn and us humans all die. In other words, I can't keep myself alive. Same way I will not be here forever. I can't keep my faith alive. You are the living that never dies. You are the one with the greatness and the power. I seek refuge with your greatness and your power and your eternality from my heart dying and my heart swerving and me going astray. And there is an endless list. Just notice the theme and play back the video if you want to figure out these du'as, or pick up the words and Google it. And inshallah azza wa jal, make them part of your chant. Make them part of your regiment. Make them part of you always expressing to Allah that I need you and I know I need you. I'll end with the statement of Sahl ibn Abdullah al-Tustari rahimahullah. He says, there is no greater shortcut between a servant and his Lord than al-iftiqar. Than admitting to him your helplessness, admitting to him your poverty, admitting to him that you are utterly lost without his guidance. And that is true. Otherwise, why is it in Al-Fatiha? Why do we say, Ihdina al-Sirat al-Mustaqim? Constantly. May Allah guide us all to the straight path and keep us firm upon it and help us accelerate in it. Allahumma ameen. Subhanakallahumma bihamdik. Shadu an la ilaha illa anta. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.